The next morning was Saturday. I got up early and, after the DEA agent picked up the coke, invited Bootsy for breakfast at a restaurant on St. Charles. When I picked her up at her house on camp, she had on dark slacks, gray pumps, a white silk blouse that hung over her waist, and a pearl necklace. Her face was fresh and cheerful with the morning, and the dark and light swirls and streaks of gray in her thick hair, which she'd had cut since I visited her, gave her an elegance that you seldom see in maturing Acadian women. I opened the door of the pickup and helped her in. The air was balmy, the street full of blowing leaves, the trees in the yards filled with the sound of blue jays and mockingbirds. "I hope you don't mind riding down St. Charles in a pickup," I said. "Darling, I don't mind riding anywhere with you," she said with the innocent, flirtatious gaiety that's characteristic of New Orleans, and that allows you to never feel awkward or embarrassed with a woman.